In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 15, this is letter number 5741, Baruch Hashem, the 15th day of Elul Tavshi Yudzayim, Brooklyn, Rav HaChosid, with the titles Moiren Yitzchok Sheyichya Dubov in Manchester. Sholem Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter of the 10th of Elul with the redemption of note that was enclosed therein, which I will read during an auspicious time on the holy tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. He asked the Rebbe a question with regards to Sidus, the Nukva, the here of the feminine. And Chassidus explains that the here of the feminine is explained in Chassidus that here of a woman is considered to be an erva, and it needs to be covered. And the reason why it is so, because there is room, because it might be a nurturing of the chitzonim v'chulu. He quoted from the Derech Mitzvot Secha, but the Rebbe says it also is in Likutei Torah and Devarim Lamed Vav Gimel and other places. So the reason over there that because the here is, it says in Halacha that the here must be covered because it is considered to be an erva. Why? Because the chitzonim may nurture from it at the level of the siders, explained over there in Chassidus. But he wants to know, so why do they cover it and not cut it? He asked the Rebbe, based on this explanation, when we talk about a nazir, we know he has to let his hair grow. And the reason is because there is additional holiness through his hair, by the level of the hair of the nazir, kodesh yeh, gadol pera, so there is additional holiness by growing the hair. So if the woman's hair is considered the other extreme, that it's an erva, so it should be the other extreme, that you should shave them off and not to just cover the head. Why is it of sufficient if the nazir whose hair is holy has to grow them, so the hair of the nukva should need to cut them down and not just to cover the head? And the Rebbe says you can explain this according to the revealed part of the Torah, that this that we say that the hair of a woman is considered an erva, that does not apply to unmarried women. And also, to married women, this is only as it's to other people, and also those who normally cover it. But as opposed to a husband, over there, on the contrary, the Gemara says a person can say, I don't want a woman who is shaved. So, meaning, as far as the husband goes, he may not want, or he doesn't want that. So, can't make the wife shave her hair. But what does this tell us? From the revealed, we can also understand how it is in the inner things. That this nurturing of the chitzonim that we talk about, that can only take place when it comes to the time when they nurture. But if the woman is only recipient, which means she's not nurturing yet, she's not giving, there's no clippus, there's no being able to take, then there's nothing to nurture from, then she doesn't give anything. If she's only a recipient and she's not unique, and therefore, I guess, before she's married, then she's not considered to be in the level of yinika, of nurturing, of of nursing, you know, when she's Pnuya. And therefore, there is no issue of the Sarbi Isha Erva at the time, so there's no klippas that are nurturing from it. And also, possibly, that just if there is nothing that protects on it, and she's prohibited more than what is used to, I think that means when the husband, for others, that is the point when it becomes a yinike to chitzonim. The Rebbe says, and the parable is understood, look and look at the Torah, Vayikra Chavdala, the Aleph, Lam, Beis Aleph, and more. So basically, the Rebbe explains to him that nurturing is only when it is a prohibited. But if it's not prohibited, then there is no nurturing from this. And when it's covered and it's not the when it's more than the usual, that's when there is an issue. But otherwise, there's no issue. The Rebbe blesses him for good news and a ksivach simatoyva and the Rebbe's signature.